$250 million to combat blight. That's what Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is hoping voters will approve. He wants a measure on the March 2020 ballot that would authorize the city to sell municipal bonds to cover the tab. Joining me now to discuss the mayor's plan is Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
Blight removal has been a major concern for the Duggan administration. So before we get into the new plan, give us a little background on where the city's work on blight stands now.
Blight removal was a big campaign promise for Duggan. It was a big point of what he wanted to get done with the administration. So far, the demolition work the city has done has been paid for by federal dollars through the hardest hit fund, which was originally intended to help keep homeowners in their homes during the mortgage foreclosure crisis, but got repurposed for demolition in cities like Detroit.
Mayor Duggan says if it's approved, the $250 million in bond money would be used to remove residential blight from Detroit neighborhoods just about entirely by mid-2025. What exactly would that project include?
The project that he's proposing would knock down another 20,000 homes that are blighted and also provide some funds to rehabilitate another 7,000 homes.
Nancy, you raised some concerns about how blighted homes in Detroit are counted now and the projections for how many will become blighted. There's a lot of conflicting data out there about that subject. In your research, which numbers have stood out to you?
I know everybody loves a deep data dive on the radio, so we'll try to make this as painless as possible. One of the numbers that stood out the most to me was Quicken Community Ventures did it, what they call their neighbor-to-neighbor survey. They went out and visited 60,000 homes that were cataloged in the Motor City Mapping Survey and found that a couple thousand of them that had been vacant back in 2013, 2014 were now occupied, but that about 8,000 that were occupied back then are vacant now. So it was a net vacancy increase of about 5,000 homes. So, you know, this is what was striking to me, is that we've been tearing down so many houses, but there's some data to suggest that we're treading water here.
You note that tearing down lots of blighted homes and repairing some others is treating the symptoms of a larger issue. What are some of the root causes behind blight that you would like the city to address?
So the causes of a lot of the stuff that we talk about with regards to Detroit is poverty. It's not necessarily reasonable for the city to address poverty because it's huge and systemic and it can do things about that, but it's a slow turn. The thing the city can work to address is tax foreclosures. We know that foreclosed structures are likely to become blighted. We're pouring money into a bucket that has a hole in it because you can't demo your way out of blight when you haven't meaningfully addressed the causes of blight.
But even if the city does slow the flow of foreclosures more than it already has done and addresses some of the other concerns that you've mentioned, there's still going to be a significant number of blighted properties in the city of Detroit. Where is the line for you on how many of those should be torn down?
So vacant and blighted are different things necessarily. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of homes in the city of Detroit that might, to someone from a different community, seem blighted. Nobody lives in a house that has serious issues because they want to. This is a resource question, right? Making resources available to people so that they can maintain their homes is a good idea. Get rid of the blight that's there and also understand why it's happening and address those causes too.
Nancy, as we mentioned, the mayor is hoping to have this bond proposal on the March 2020 ballot, not on the November 2020 ballot, which will have much higher turnout because of the presidential election. Has the administration said why it's trying for March and what still has to happen for the plan to actually end up on the ballot?
I think that they would say urgency is why they want to get it done sooner rather than later. You know, the federal funds are going to run out and they want to keep up the demolitions project that they have in place. The Detroit City Council has to approve the request for it to go on the ballot, for it to happen. And, you know, they had a meeting on Wednesday, an initial conversation about the bond proposal, and council members asked a lot of questions. There were a lot of questions from council members about, you know, minority contractors, Detroit-owned businesses getting pieces of that business. That's, you know, how is the demolitions program going to be conducted so that it doesn't run afoul of the same kind of problems it's had in the past?
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press. You can read her columns at freep.com and follow her on Twitter at Nancy Kaffer. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.